I invite you to close your eyes. And we're going to take a rainbow shower as we prepare for the channel. It's simply feeling, sensing, visualizing a soft shower of red, the color red, washing all over you. And as that color red washes all over you, another color now comes down, the color orange. And this color orange is now washing down very softly all over your body, coloring you, surrounding you with orange. And as that washes away, a new color comes in. It's the color yellow. This yellow is washing all around you now, swirling around you, washing down. Bright, happy color of yellow. And it makes way for another color to come in. Many of you are familiar with this. It is the color green. This color green has potent healing energies. Allow it now to just wash over you, a shower of healing green color coming around you. And let us move now to the color blue. Blue is washing all over you, bathing you in beauty. And it makes way for another color, the color indigo. And there is a beautiful indigo color now, washing all over you. And now there is a pure white light that flows down from the top of your head through your crown chakra all the way down and out through the bottom of your feet. And as you've been bathed in the rainbow colors and the pure white light from the Creator, let us now move to Kryon and the message for today.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. Is meditation really needed? Now, before any of you turn this off, who are the best meditators on the planet, probably, the answer is yes, of course. Yes, yes, and yes. I am so in love with all of you, especially those who connect in this way so often. But the question still needs to be asked, because meditation needs to perhaps be reframed, perhaps even redefined. And here is why. Last week we discussed some things that were going on in energy on the planet. So let's back up just a moment and think about those things which I have already given you as a review. You are in an energy at this moment that the planet has never seen. It is not your grandfather's metaphysics. We told you that last week. This indeed is a brand new energy that was predicted. You might say that you sit or stand here on the planet in an energy that is so new it has never been here. You are the first, old soul, to experience an energy that allows you to actually graduate in consciousness to higher vibrations. What's meditation? Why do you meditate? Do you feel that a thinning veil between that which you would call the super consciousness or God or spirit, whatever you wish, and you, would then change the energy of what you do? If you are an energy worker and the veil is thinning, don't you believe it would then change the energy you work with? And the answer is, oh, oh yes. meditation. If you go to what I would call the meditation warriors of the planet, these would be the ones who learn early, who sit in their ashrams, who go early and stay late. And they would have a connection with spirit. And there's many reasons for this meditation, depending upon who you speak to, what you do, perhaps even the culture or country you're in. You would find that some meditate for themselves, some are meditating for that which they are perhaps wanting to happen. There's so many reasons which you would sit and connect. But that's what it is. It's sitting and connecting. So I ask the question yet again. Do you think a thinning veil that changes the energy of all those who are old souls would then change the process of meditation? And the answer is yes. So whereas meditation is needed and necessary and will always be with you, the process of the meditation, what you do, is changing. Now there will be those who say, I don't believe that this is so. This is what I learned. There was never a mention that it might change, and this is what I do. And I will say to you, dear ones, there is no penalty for not changing. What I am giving you is information that would allow you to give intent to create what you're already doing in a much shorter amount of time. There are those who just love to spend hours in meditation. We have even described elements of types of humans in the past, and one of those types is a meditator. That won't change. Those are the anchors of the meditation world, you might say, the connectors. And that will probably remain the same because that is needed. When I say probably, because even those will find that there are changes in the energies within their meditations. I'll get to that. Let's talk about this first. Do you associate the time in meditation with the power of what you're doing? Do you believe, in other words, that the longer you meditate, the better something is, whether you're meditating for yourself or the planet or just the connection in general? Here is the answer I'm going to give you. You may not like this. Again, the energy has amped up. The vibration is so much higher right now. To anyone meditating, I will tell you this, that you can accomplish the same thing in a much shorter amount of time. And I say that because sometimes it's needed to spend some amount of time meditating and to move on to other things that you do, like prayer, which is giving then energy for others, or for instance, just moving through your life. There are many who say, I do not have time to meditate. Compare that with those who get up in the morning and say, that's all I have time for. There's a vast difference. So I'm speaking now mostly to old souls who would ask the question, do I need to meditate? Yes. But dear ones, it can be so different than you think. How many of you realize that you can do things around the house at the same time you have a powerful meditation? Uh-oh, this is dangerous to say, because then there are others who say, no, you cannot do that. You have to concentrate on the one thing to allow the connection to be perfect and pure and strong. Do you remember what happened in the Circle of 12 last week? Well, not everybody listening to this got to see that. So I will tell you, it was a graduation ceremony, you might say, where old souls were actually in a realized form of graduating to a higher level. You're more powerful, all of you, than you were some years ago. For those of you who have been in metaphysics for a very long time, I have given this information for 30 years. You have graduated to a higher level. You can now multitask. Things that were linear before become more non-linear now because you're more in a multidimensional state with this beautiful energy. Think what you can do. Think about this. As you are part of a modern world and you have to get up and go to work or prepare things for the children or not, or perhaps you're older, there's still things to do, always. What if you could combine a powerful meditation that calms you, connects you, and brings you to that which allows you to drop in your heart, and you can do it while you do the dishes? I am telling you, you can. There would be those who would say no, Kryon, they cannot. And I'll say, if you're saying this, you are not giving allowance for graduation. Do you really want to stay in kindergarten, metaphysical kindergarten? Stop this, do this, start this, do this for 3 hours, stop this, go here. That's how it began in an old energy. That's how it remained in an old energy. Until the energy you're in now, which was foretold by the ancients, this is not a new age occurrence, and you got it from Chandler. This was always with you, and we told you that in the channel last week. And here you are. Give yourself credit. You deserve this graduate status to move into a place where you can say, I'm going to meditate for a few moments now while I do this over here. And the connection will be absolutely as strong, and you can multitask. And for those who like to stop and meditate and still want to sit down and bring this to your heart and take some time, expect a far greater meditation experience. Expect it to happen in a far shorter amount of time. Time is not one of the attributes of the power or the result of meditation. You can do things very quickly. The connection is what's important. Do you realize, meditator, for the first time, I'll give it to you. Do you understand and realize what the connection does? If you connect to that super consciousness, which is that universal energy you call spirit or even God, there is no more linearity. Suddenly you are timeless. Suddenly all things are possible in this soup of energy, which is divine and beautiful and yours. How many of you have sat in this, not aware of time, and sat and sat and sat, and then you came out of it and found that 3 minutes had gone by? I just gave you the secret of multidimensional meditation. You do not have to spend hours to achieve something that can now be done in minutes, because you have graduated into a far grander ability to connect. Meditation is connection for whatever purpose you want. It's beautiful. It's not necessary that you go and do it at a certain time, a certain place, a certain time of hours or minutes. But it is something that you want to do, to connect with that beautiful soul of yours, the super consciousness that is out there that says, I love you, I love you. Spend a little time. The connection for healers, same thing. You connect and you stay and you stay, and when you come out, it doesn't matter what the clock says. You might have been in there for hours, but the clock for you was only minutes. Do you understand what I'm saying? A new, powerful, different energy is being caused by a thinning veil, and it is affecting all of those who are healers and meditators all over the planet. If you don't believe me, I challenge you to sit and ask, dear spirit, is this the new way of it? Show me. That intent will actually show up in the next meditation because you've asked for it. old soul, you deserve it. I believe that there are those who will take this message and it may change their lives. Enhanced you are. And so it is.